Spiritual Council, Peter Lynham, reporting from K Road.
Yes, indeed. Here I am.
How's it going?
Well, I've found a little niche off K Road at this moment.
Okay.
But that's all right.
There's actually quite a lot of churches sort of off K Road, isn't it? It's quite strange.
Yes, but I started off thinking I was going to do the interview in the Jewish cemetery.
Ooh.
And then thought, I want us to talk about Ramadan, which began today, and maybe the Jewish cemetery isn't quite the right place to do it.
It'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it?
So I've chosen a wiser path and gone to a grossly commercial area.
Ramadan, this circles around the fasting, correct?
Yes. So this is the Jewish month. This is the Islamic month of fasting, and it commemorates the revelation to the Prophet Muhammad of the Quran, supposedly in 620 AD. Whether that's in fact the case is another issue, but it's enormously important. It's one of the five pillars of Islam.
Right.
And I think the evidence of that one is a true Muslim is often revealed in some sort of observation of Ramadan.
And I was just about to ask that, like, what are the stages of, like, commitment here? Like, what is the very entry level compared to, like, all the way?
Well, the entry level is fasting between the hours of sunrise and sunset.
Okay.
So fasting includes no eating, drinking, smoking.
No smoking.
Sex. Yeah, no smoking. Yes.
No smoking or sex.
That's right. Yes. So this is a broader definition of fasting than you might have. Of course, what usually happens is that a great deal of attention is given to working out the exact time that all of these things can be resumed. Because you can understand that people get a bit hungry, and if they're nicotine addicts, desperate.
The sex one.
Yes, a lot of effort goes into, based in Mecca, but in every country, there have to be observations that the new moon has appeared. And so last night, people will have been watching very, very carefully to see whether the new moon was appearing.
Is it a naked eye thing, or do they get sort of people with telescopes on the case?
In fact, Islam has contributed quite a bit to astronomy,
right,
precisely because they're wanting to observe these things. I believe the astrolabe, whatever that may be, this is an instrument for measuring the angle of the moon or something like that, is, your listeners can correct us, was invented by Muslims, and it had to do with working out whether Ramadan had started.
That's interesting. We'll talk to David Britton from the Stardome Observatory tomorrow. Maybe we can just ask him.
Yes, I think that it should be required knowledge. Yes. So that kind of emphasis for this one lunar month of the year really defines for many people what Muslim practice is. And even people who've maybe been alienated somewhat from the mosque will probably continue to observe Ramadan. I was really intrigued before that to see that the Human Rights Commission, the New Zealand Human Rights Commission, has a little section devoted to LGBT Muslims observing Ramadan.
Wow.
Which seems surprising since they're not the flavour of the month within the Islamic community. But of course they can completely observe the rules of Ramadan.
What are the spiritual rewards of the spiritual rewards
are very significant. It's a notion of cleansing. Incidentally, probably Ramadan is much, much older than Islam because the name comes from hot sun.
Ooh.
And after all, that must have been experienced before Islam. And so very probably during the summer months, staying away from eating and drinking is probably not a bad idea. Well, but the drinking, but the eating is certainly an advantage. And so probably the custom was there in the ancient times, but the from the very first, the idea was that the body needs a regular cleansing out of bad thoughts, and bad thoughts are related to bad eating, or indeed, you know, any kind of consumption that fuels the body.
Right.
Because Islam shares with Christianity this notion that the body can work out, can be the source of all your troubles.
Yeah, it seems like, if I'm kind of getting this right, it's a time for maybe not to indulge too much. Like if you saw me out on a jet ski during Ramadan, you know, probably, am I having too much, am I doing too much in the day if I'm doing that? Or is that, you know what I mean? Do you limit your activity in that sense? Like things that, all the
well,
things that give you the pleasure?
You absolutely have to limit your activity. You know, one of the big matters that university is worried about
because
is
of your food.
Will Ramadan fall during exam periods?
Yeah, right.
Because during exams, I mean, it's not unknown for universities to have students fainting sitting during exams because they've just run out. Now, in fact, Islam makes plenty of compassionate provisions for those who are not able, for example, if they're pregnant or the like,
right.
or if they're unwell. Of course, they're allowed to break the fast. They're expected to observe it in some other way.
Are you allowed to kind of like 48-hour famine in a little bit with
yes,
like barley
yeah.
sugar
well,
and some orange juice?
This is a 30-day famine,
yeah.
of course. so it's a lot more serious. And of course, the other paradox of Ramadan is though it stops you eating between the hours of sunrise and sunset, it doesn't stop you from eating and drinking. And one of the features that's sometimes characteristic of Islamic countries is it's a great time to be around in the evening because Muslims become incredibly hospitable with food and drink flowing freely late at night. And so they'll often stay up late at night eating and drinking, making up for what they've missed out from in the course of the day.
So it's more of a bunch of little mini fasts, really, than one big... so
well,
how were you saying that people like mothers and stuff like that, would, how do they observe
well,
it if they can't? If
they would generally be allowed to transfer their fast into another period once the child was born or something
cool.
like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and if they're just not capable of doing it, nobody condemns them for doing that.
Right.
I mean, it is really very interesting the way in which Islam is a... We often don't see the side of the tolerant community of
it seems
somebody.
Very serious, doesn't it, to the outsiders.
Right. But in fact there's plenty of examples of what it does is build community.
That's what all sort of good religions should do, really.
Yeah. Well, they keep these rules and they're sharing the suffering together and then sharing the frivolity at the end of the day together. And so sure, there may be serious and spiritual thoughts during the day, but there's also a huge amount of community celebration that's part of that. So Ramadan is not just a grim period at all.
Right.
Peter, is there anything unique about the way that Ramadan is observed in New Zealand as opposed to an area like the Middle East?
No. I mean, there are obviously a lot more problems for Muslims in Western countries. And IFANS, the New Zealand Muslim Association, has to send out a message confirming that Ramadan began today, and they've done that.
What time? Because I feel like I've just totally ruined it. I've ruined my whole start. I'm having a bag of sweet potato chips here. They're called sweet potato chips, not kumara chips either.
Well, all you're asked as a non-Muslim is to be sensitive to Muslims and not eat and drink in front of them.
Okay, this might not be a time to take your
painful.
Keep your Burger King off the bus kind of thing and all that sort
right,
of
right, so could you choose very carefully who you eat in front of?
Fair enough.
That's usually the issue in Muslim countries. I mean, the rules are not seen as applying to Western tourists, for example. But on the other hand, woe betide the Western tourist who decides to get drunk and wander around, you know, and look searching for booze during Ramadan, during the daytime. It does not go down well in Muslim countries. And so, that's the aspect in which a strong sense of community is a feature of the society. But on the other hand, in Western countries, of course, there's none of that reinforcement.
That's
what makes it harder.
Have you ever tried it? Ever tried sort of just low-key?
Oh, well, I've tried fasts. I've tried daytime fasts. And I think I get it. It partly depends on how long the day is, you see.
Is it kind of like a low-key, like wearing a crown of thorns, in the sense that you feel the ache in your tummy and you're like, think about the, you know, what you're supposed to be thinking about, kind of thing?
I think you get used to it. I mean, I don't really think that a 12-hour fast is all that bad. And you see, New Zealanders at the moment are getting it easy because we're now on, you know, with shorter days.
True, right.
And incidentally, because it's a lunar time, it changes every year. So it's 10 days earlier this year than it was last year. And you can see, in the course of 50 years, it goes through a complete cycle.
Mm.
And so that can be very confusing because Ramadan was clearly originally intended to be a summer event. But, you know, that's long since any generalizations that work. Still, if you're in the Middle East, that's what you'd experience.
Right.
It is also said that, I mean, I can't vouch for this, but there's certainly a lot of reports that fighting and ethnic tensions sometimes increase in Muslim countries in Ramadan.
I can imagine.
Because people are
educated,
out of food.
Hangry. Hangry, John.
Well, you know.
Everything.
Short fuses are helped if you can't sit down and eat.
All the things that Peter mentioned, John.
Mm. Yes.
Hey, thanks, mate.
All right, so there you are. Your kit for observing the next 30 days, should you choose.
And I guess we have a look in 30 days to see where the party's going down, right? Because I'm sure the last day is a ripper.
Oh, yes, because there's a great big party to end with.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it is fantastic. That's one of the high points of the Islamic year. So, there, you know, we'll certainly come back to that.
Brilliant. Well, all the best to all our Muslim listeners. And do what you do. Right on. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, see you later. Of the Spirit.